In this edition of County Conversations, our monthly check-in with Humboldt County Supervisors, we speak with Michelle Bushnell, who represents Humboldt's 2nd District. This district includes the cities and unincorporated towns along the 101 corridor from Benbow to Fortuna, and stretches east to west from Bridgeville to Shelter Cove. Supervisor Bushnell shared updates on Humboldt County's budget, the decommissioning plan for the 2 dams on the main stem Eel River, and Measure O. Supervisor Bushnell, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us. You are now about a month into your role as chair of the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors. Can you start by sharing an overview of how your responsibilities have evolved in this position and what your experience has been like so far?
First of all, thank you to KMUD, and being chair really is mostly about just organizing the meeting and keeping the flow going. It's not really to, you know, corral the supervisors, so to say, but I have to sign documents and I help with setting the agenda up. And then during the meeting, I help to keep the flow going. And I've done a little process change just to make that flow a little better. I have hearings going in the morning and staff presentations going in the morning so that they can get back to their job and not have to hang out in chambers all day. And it has its challenges as far as I have to use my mind a lot during the meeting to keep the organization and the flow going. So I really have to concentrate on, you know, my agenda during the weekend and writing down the points that I need to make for my district and asking my questions on paper, having them down on paper so that I can remember everything. That really is about it in a nutshell for the chair position.
At yesterday's meeting, there was discussion about the county's ongoing budget deficits and the need for stricter spending controls in the next budget cycle. Given the financial challenges ahead, what do you see as the most pressing fiscal concerns and what strategies are being considered to address them?
Sure. So the financial challenges are that we don't have enough money in our fund balance to keep funding departments at a deficit. And so we've asked for the CAO came forward and asked the supervisors for a status quo budget, meaning no additional funding requests from departments. So they will be given a budget amount, which will be the same as last year. Although almost every department, I think there were 3 that didn't have an additional request, had additional requests. So they utilized their budget to, you know, zero and then had to come to the board and ask for more money. So we're not going to be allowing that this year. And in turn, that'll mean cuts in departments because they're not bringing enough revenue to run their departments. So that also projects out into the community as services. Most all departments are service departments for the county. And so I anticipate that, you know, the county, especially unincorporated areas, will be filling that in the next fiscal year.
Transitioning to the Potter Valley project, there is a new water diversion agreement involving 7 parties, but Humboldt County is not one of them, even though much of the affected river flows through the 2nd District. Can you provide some background on your role in the ad hoc committee representing the county and share your perspective on this agreement?
Yeah. I don't know if most people know, but through the FERC process, PG&E is going to be taking out both Cape Horn Dam and the other Scotts Valley Dam. I anticipate those contracts will be signed in early July, and so a hopeful dam removal will start happening 26-27. We have not been included in the new makeup of the high water diversions that are going to happen for Mendocino and Sonoma. Equally, Lake hasn't been involved, and neither has Glenn, and they receive waters from those. What we have been involved in with myself and Supervisor Wilson is being very stern on, we're not going to be okay with this if there is not money coming in for restoration, and also leading to eventually no high water diversions in the future. that future looking about 30 years down the road, but mainly getting money for restoration yearly. So we were able, they originally came to us and said, we'll give you $250,000 for restoration on the Ill River, which is 80 miles into Humboldt County, that Ill River. And that was not okay. That's a joke. You can't do anything with $250,000. So we were able to get that money up to $750,000 to $1 million a year, which can be utilized to secure a grant if you have matching funds, or to get that work done, to get that those grants. And so that'll be a 30-year contract. Additionally, there are going to be some restoration monies, around $16 million that come in to start that process, and then that $750,000 to $1 million each year. While I, and I can say my board largely yesterday, are not happy about the diversions that are still going to happen, it is an improvement to get those dams out and get the majority of that water coming down. And the high water diversions will only happen during the highest of waters. And if we have a drought, there won't be any diversions. And so that's a vast improvement to what we have right now, which is nothing.
Can you expand on how this is a starting point for restoration efforts in the Eel River, and how the county is planning to advocate for funding to support these initiatives?
Sure. So the county statement in whole is to remove the dams and have no diversion. Now, it's not a perfect scenario with the high water diversions, but it's an improvement of what we, for 100 years, that water has been diverted out of the Eel River. Restoration looks like we have a pike minnow problem that really impacts the our fisheries on our water. And so that, and restorating the Eel River so that we can have a healthy fish population in the future, is number one for Humboldt County. What that restoration process looks like, we're not sure, like, who will administer that. I know that the county is our intent is only to lobby for the monies to get the restoration going. We envision some outside agency, you know, Friends of the Eel River, or, you know, there's like three agencies already, nonprofits that work towards that. And so I imagine they would be heavily engaged with that. And we're hopeful that they'll take that work on.
And in closing, anything else you would like to highlight for our listeners?
Sure. So we had a Measure O discussion. As folks will remember, Measure O is the 1% sales tax that's going to be happening start April 1st. That is for county roads and some money's going to public transit. At today's economy, which is terrible, we anticipate getting around $24 million a year for updating our county roads. We have a process that is happening now to decide what percentage of money will go to public transit, what will go to county roads. That will be an ad hoc of Supervisor Madrone and Supervisor Wilson. After that ad hoc, along with Tom Matson and representatives from transit and representatives from the Builders Exchange and the builders people. So then that recommendation will come to our board. And once that happens, then Director Ford will bring us a slate of projects that need to happen in Humboldt County. But the most important is we want to get pavement on the ground and get these roads fixed up. I do anticipate that the Garberville Complete Streets project, which has been number one on Tom Matson's list, Director Matson's list, will be getting some of that money that we can put towards matching some grants, or matching maybe federal state dollars to get the Garberville Streets project going. And then if I have one more minute, I'd just like to encourage the community to reach out to me if you're having issues, want to know where my thoughts are, where the budget's at, just any questions at all. My phone number's out there and my email's out there. I'm happy to meet or talk with anybody. I answer my phone, so if you want to give me a call, I can answer your question.
That was Supervisor Michelle Bushnell speaking during our monthly check-in, County Conversations. You can tune in for our discussions with the 2nd District Supervisor on the second Wednesday of each month. If you have questions you would like us to ask, you can email them to news@kmud.org. Our next county conversation will be next Wednesday with 3rd District Supervisor Mike Wilson.